Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. It is early in the morning for me. It's 8:30 in the morning. I woke up and just wanted to talk about this. It's just been on my heart for a long time. And I finally just felt like, okay, let's go into it. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about twin flames and narcissists. And those are two separate conversations, but I think that they're kind of rooted in the lack of intuition and validation that women feel. I think that's the similar thread that's kind of linking them. So that's why I'm going to be talking about them together. So that is what we're going to go into today. And I also just wanted to say my website is now open for you to book for August. So if you desire to book a one-on-one session with me and to see if you would like to secure your spot for September for one-on-one coaching, you can go on my website now and book your one-on-one free introduction call to see if you would like to move forward in coaching. So the introduction call is free. We go into the coaching program. We talk about what's coming up for you. We talk about your issues, your problems, your goals, and we decide if you would like to move forward in the coaching program that starts in September. So if you would like to move forward, you can now go on my website and go to victoriadeval.com and book your free introduction call that starts in August. So those are the next slots for openings. And so yeah, so if you guys would like to book that, then just go on my website, victoriadeval.com, and book your free introduction call. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Sorry if my voice is a little bit raspy. I literally just woke up, but let's get into it. So narcissists. So first I want to go into narcissists and then we're going to go into twin flames. So I want to talk about the phenomenon of our society, and I think really from social media, calling all men that have been abusive narcissists, right? So you see on Instagram, on TikTok, and in person that people call people narcissists all of the time. Right. So we're calling abuse narcissists. We're calling abusers, narcissists. Why? It's my belief that because women have a very big difficulty validating themselves in their own pain, the word narcissist and narcissistic abuse is giving women a way to feel validated in their own pain. Like, he was a narcissist. Right, he wasn't an abuser, he was a narcissist. And we don't as much use the word abuser. But the truth is that there are more abusers than there are narcissists, because let's really talk about narcissistic abuse and narcissists. So being a narcissist is a disorder, right? So it's a disorder that affects less than 5% of the population. So if it affects less than 5% of the population, majority men, why are there so many narcissists, right? Why are there so many narcissists? Why has every woman encountered a narcissist? Because the truth is that what we're encountering, we are encountering misogynistic, abusive, self-centered men. We are encountering weak, non-divine masculine, emasculated men. We are encountering abusers. And a lot of the time, we're actually not encountering somebody with a narcissistic disorder. But in my opinion, it makes it easier for us. It makes us feel more validated because we have a difficulty validating ourselves. It makes us feel more validated to call someone a narcissist. Because if we don't do that, what do we have to call them? An abuser. And if we call them an abuser, what does that mean? That we have to deeply validate our own experience. Calling someone a narcissist feels kind of like this easy way out to kind of validate ourselves when we don't really validate ourselves. And the truth is that calling someone a misogynistic abuser, in my opinion, requires a little bit more self-validation, intuition, and really deeply coming into the core of who you are. Now, let me clarify there. Calling someone a narcissist and accurately identifying someone as a narcissist also requires intuition. But it is my opinion that so many women are so disconnected from themselves, and so many women are having so much trouble really holding someone accountable for the pain they've caused them, for the abuse they have caused them. And because women are conditioned out of our power, what happens is we feel very uncomfortable identifying someone as an abuser. And we also feel, we want the extent of our pain to be validated, while at the same time, we don't want to fully step into the role of power and accountability that it takes to hold someone accountable to validate your own pain, right? To validate your own pain also looks like deeply holding another accountable. And that doesn't mean holding them accountable even to their face. You can block someone and never talk to them again, but hold them deeply accountable in your own version of what happened. But I feel that for so many women, because we have difficulty holding others accountable, it feels good, right, to call someone a narcissist. Because it feels like, I feel validated in my own self. But I feel that it's also deeply dangerous in our society because we are calling men narcissists so often. Even you heard everyone call Amber Heard a narcissist, right? When she was just a victim. So it's this way that we're kind of, when we don't like attributes in another person, we're kind of just calling them a narcissist because it blocks us from really actually holding them accountable, in my opinion, or really looking at the situation in its full. And in my opinion, there are many more abusers, misogynistic men, weak men, manipulative men, disgusting men, abusive men than there are narcissistic disordered men. And so I'm going to tell you from my own experience, my father is a clinical narcissist and sociopath. So I have a firsthand experience with someone who has narcissistic disorder. And I have had 5 abusive relationships. As I talk about, I've had 5 deeply abusive relationships. Well, actually, one of them was, I would say, toxic, but not abusive. So I've had 4 deeply abusive relationships. And in those five, whatever you want to call that fifth one, in those 5 relationships, I only had one man who was could accurately be defined as someone with narcissistic disorder. So out of the 5, what does that leave the rest of them as, right? That leaves the rest of them, for example, as abusers, as weak, misogynistic men, as men who are so weak and feel so unfulfilled in their lives that they desire to harm another woman because of their own feelings of inadequacy in their own life, and men who are not initiated into the divine masculine, and so therefore they desire to control or harm or treat a woman poorly, or men who are conditioned into the patriarchal society. And in my opinion, it takes more self-knowing and self-validation, right? You validating your own self to stand in the fact that you were abused without calling them a narcissist. If they were not a narcissist, right? If they are a narcissist, that takes a deep level of intuition as well. And recovering from narcissistic abuse is something that I have experienced when I was involved with a narcissist. And it takes a deep level of just healing and intuition to accurately identify someone as this and whatnot. But I do feel that the reason that we're calling everyone a narcissist is because we're afraid to call people abusers, and we're afraid to accurately identify what's going on. For example, it could be that this is a very weak man who is, you know, coming out of, or is it deeply enmeshed within his patriarchal and misogynistic conditioning. He has mommy issues. Maybe he's enmeshed with his mother. Maybe he had no father. Maybe his father is a weak man who showed him how to be misogynistic to women. And maybe his mother coddles him and treats him, you know, as royalty, as her son, and completely is enmeshed with him and whatever the hell it is. Or maybe he's just an abuser. Maybe he just hates women, right? Maybe he's an abuser. Maybe he hates women. Maybe he completely is obsessed with harming women, or he's obsessed with using women to further his own, you know, pain, or whatever the hell that it is. But I think that would be very helpful for women to start deeply identifying their abusers accurately as what it was. And maybe that was narcissistic abuse, because for me, like I said, I actually did experience narcissistic abuse, but I also experienced 4 other relationships that were abusive deeply, but they were not narcissistic abuse. And so my point with all of this is that I feel that it gives women an opportunity to deepen into their fear of why they are afraid of deeply validating themselves, why they are afraid of holding someone else accountable, and why it feels very safe to call everyone a narcissist that abused you or treated you poorly. Because the truth is, maybe you can say that someone was narcissistic and they were having narcissistic qualities, but the truth is that a very small percentage of the population has narcissistic personality disorder. And so when we see that and we go from that space, what does that require? It requires that we deeply validate ourselves, like, oh yeah, this person wasn't actually someone with a narcissistic personality disorder. A really good example of someone with narcissistic personality disorder is Kanye West. If you would like to know what a very typical person with narcissistic personality disorder looks like, you can just look at and just research some videos of Kanye West. It doesn't mean that he's actually a very, very perfect example. He is deeply obsessed with validation from others, has an overextended view of himself, but that view of himself needs the validation of others. And when he doesn't get that, he's deeply affected. When his wife divorces him, he is deeply affected because he's losing control and he's losing his own self-image, and he's going on these, you know, insane disconnected rants that are coming from his grandiose self-image. Narcissistic people will go on these fanatical, you know, rants about life and about how, you know, grandiose their own self-image is, but it depends on these enmeshed relationships that they have with others. And when others no longer decide to play into their image of themselves, it deeply affects narcissists. Narcissists deeply crave validation of others, right? So, but it comes from this, they have this deep validation wound. That's really what it is, right? They have this deep validation wound, and they desire for everyone around them to view them in this certain way that's very grandiose and whatnot. So this can go on different scales, right? It doesn't need to look exactly like Kanye, but Kanye is a very, very typical example of what a narcissistic personality disordered person looks like, right? Kanye does not have bipolar disorder. Kanye has narcissistic narcissistic personality disorder. And so this is a very good example. So if you would like to see someone with narcissistic personality disorder, go look at Kanye West, go look at the way that he treats women and treats himself, right? The way that he needs deeply to be validated and seen as above everyone else. And he has this this God complex and these insane views of himself as above everyone else. And his ideas are out of reach and his rants are disconnected from reality in this grandiose way, and he is abusive and misogynistic to the women around him. He is continually abusive to the women around him, whether that be Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taylor Swift, even, they all serve the purpose of serving his own self-image. And when they speak out against him, he's deeply affected because it's about his sense of self is being threatened, right? Because he deeply above all else is needing to be validated by others because he feels has such a low self-worth deeply inside that he cannot actually see because he has narcissistic personality disorder. So it will never actually be seen by him. So that's a really good example of someone who has narcissistic personality disorder. Another person, the only other celebrity I can think of, is Donald Trump. So this is another person who has narcissistic personality disorder. And yeah, so these are the only two male celebrities that I can see that are very, very good examples of narcissistic personality disorder. And I think Kanye West is a really, really good example, even more than Donald Trump, because he also deeply desires feminine relationships with women. And so you can see how narcissists involve themselves intimately with women and how women are just a play in their own sense of self and in their own grandiose expression of their own validation wound, and in their own selves, women are just props to be abused and used and discarded, that deeply affect and validate their own sense of narcissistic self-worth, right? So, but you can see a man who is deeply involved in relationships with other women, like Kim Kardashian, the way that he responded to her leaving him. You can see the way he treated Amber Rose and just the things that he has done to women that are deeply harmful and that are also enmeshed and intertwined with misogyny. But they're deeply coming from a narcissistic, abusive space. And the way that narcissists respond when women leave them, or the way that they view the women in their life, because narcissists tend to really deeply value their relationships with women in a very abusive way, but they deeply value them because they serve as another space for them to receive that hit of validation of narcissistic supply, and also a space where they can control and dominate. So this is a really good example of a narcissist and someone with narcissistic personality disorder. But it is deeply my opinion that most women are experiencing abusers, right? Men who are abusers, men who are deeply weak, men who are deeply wounded, men who are weak and non-masculine and holding up the patriarchy and deeply misogynistic and whatnot, and we're experiencing abuse. And it feels a lot easier to call the pain that we are experiencing and the abuse that we are experiencing narcissistic abuse instead of just abuse from a weak, disgusting little man, right? So when we do that, in my opinion, it takes a deeper sense of validation within your own self. And I think that's a space that a lot of women are lacking. And we deeply desire our abuse to be validated, but we don't trust ourselves and deeply validate our own selves. And so I would ask, you know, what is your fear around calling someone a narcissist or calling someone an abuser if you're not absolutely clear that they're a narcissist? Because a lot of men that you might have dealt with are narcissists, and that's totally valid too. So it's just about using your intuition, validating yourself, and knowing from a sense of centeredness, what your truth is, right? But I do think that there is this fear. So I would say, with some men, if you've had multiple abusive relationships or if you've seen abusers or whatever, what is the fear around calling someone an abuser versus calling someone a narcissist? And in my opinion, I think if you look deep enough, you will see that you will fear that if they're not a narcissist, are you truly valid in your pain? If they're not a narcissist, were you even abused? If they're not a narcissist, are you still validated in the abuse that you experience? And so then, to me, that is the problem right there, that women are having difficulty holding others accountable and experiencing their abuse and then speaking on it and holding others accountable from a sense of power and deeply validating our own selves from within and coming from a sense of power and validating ourselves completely in the experiences that we've had. And when we feel uncomfortable in this space, we might use things like, oh, well, he was a narcissist, and that makes us feel more validated. But what if, you know, you could deeply validate yourself in your experience fully on your own? What if you were like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what anyone else says. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I was deeply abused. I don't care what he says about it. I don't care what she says about it. Every other woman could have had an amazing experience with him, but I was abused. I was treated like shit. I was mistreated. I was sexually assaulted. I was abused. I was emotionally abused. I was verbally abused. I was physically abused. I don't need validation from anyone else. You see a lot of times with sexual assault and whatnot, when sexual assault comes out in the media and whatnot, people will only start to believe once multiple people come out, and even then people don't. But what is that really leading us to? It's to our own inability to validate our own experiences. And another thing that happens is when other women will say, well, I had a good experience with him. You will see women even be like, well, if she had a good experience, then how could that other girl not have had a good experience? Well, what do you mean? Even if we're talking about narcissistic abuse, narcissists have women friends, right? People get different versions of different people. And just because even if your ex that was abusive to you had 30 other relationships before you and each one was wonderful and perfect, but if you experienced verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, toxicity in any way, if you experienced that, that's your experience. You do not need someone else to validate your experience of abuse. You do not need someone else to validate from their experience or from these terms that can be given to you, your experience of abuse. I do think that the word narcissist and narcissistic personality disorder can be deeply helpful to those who have experienced narcissistic personality disorder because it gives us framework of, oh, this is what I experienced, how do I move forward and whatnot. But at this point, I think that it's being overkilled because what's happened is that women do not validate themselves, and then we're using this as a way to validate ourselves. But what we're missing is that we're missing the opportunity to deeply come into our power, to deeply come into our own self-validation. Because the truth is, you experienced abuse because you experienced abuse. It doesn't matter, you know, if it was emotional abuse, if it was sexual abuse, if it was physical abuse, and if every other person before him experienced amazing versions of him. You experienced abuse because you did, because that is your story, because that is your truth. And you don't need to outsource your power and your validation. And this doesn't mean that every woman is doing that. Like I said, I've experienced narcissistic abuse, but I've also experienced abuse. And that's just as valid. I've experienced abuse that wasn't from a narcissistic personality disordered person. I've experienced deep sexual violence, physical violence, emotional violence. I haven't as much experienced as deep of physical violence, but emotional and verbal and sexual violence deeply from men who were not narcissistic personality disordered people. They were just abusers. And I feel that we need to deeply stand in that and start validating ourselves in our experiences and saying, he was an abuser. He was an abuser. He was a weak abuser. That man is an abuser. He's a manipulative, weak man. He's a misogynistic man. He's a control freak. He is sexually violent. He's a rapist. Whatever the hell that he is, call him that. And maybe that's a narcissist. Maybe he's a narcissist. So call him that. But the point is, deeply validate yourself and don't hide behind calling someone a narcissist because you are afraid to deeply validate the abuse that you experienced. So that is kind of my take on narcissists. And this wasn't about narcissistic abuse. I could go into narcissistic abuse, but I don't really feel like it because you can look up what narcissistic abuse is and you can look at videos of Kanye West and see a very good example of a narcissist. Narcissistic abuse is deeply painful, deeply scarring, deeply traumatic, as is abuse in every other form. You know, abuse from men who are abusers, men who are weak, men who are misogynistic, men who are, you know, just conditioned into being abusers and disgusting and patriarchal and whatnot. So all abuse is deeply painful, deeply traumatic, and narcissistic abuse that I've experienced is deeply confusing and, abusive and deeply, it splits your mind and it's very confusing. And I've also had the same experience with abuse, right? Abuse that wasn't narcissistic abuse. It was deeply confusing and whatnot. But there is a special sort of confusion around narcissistic abuse. And there is a special sort of pain that comes with narcissistic abuse. And there's a special sort of pain that comes with sexual abuse or abuse from abusers that aren't narcissists. There's a special type of abuse that comes from different type of abuse, right? So anyway, my point with that is just to really challenge women to deeply validate their own selves and their own abuse and to deeply validate their own experiences and see where it feels more comfortable to hide behind maybe calling someone this or calling someone that instead of deeply coming into validating your own self in the fact that you were abused. I was deeply abused. This person is an abuser. This person is weak. This person is, you know, disgusting. They're misogynistic. They're whatever the hell they are. Deeply coming into that space, what about that scares you? So that is kind of the point of this part of the episode. Okay, so I was going to talk about twin flames now, but I think I'm going to keep that for another episode because I'm a little tired now. So let's talk about twin flames in our next episode. So you can see me back in our next episode for talk about twin flames and the truth about twin flames. And we will really get into that in our next episode. I love you guys so much. And remember to deeply validate yourself, hold others accountable, and deeply connect with your intuition. Really deeply validate yourself and see what about that scares you. Maybe you did experience narcissistic abuse. Maybe you experienced abuse from an abuser. Whatever it is, deeply validate yourself in that space. And also, you know, if you did experience narcissistic abuse, don't use this episode to invalidate that. It's about deeply validating yourself. Deeply validate yourself and see where deeply validating yourself scares you. See the limits of your own self-belief. See the limits of your own feminine power. See the limits in your own mind, your own conditioning so far on holding others accountable. See where you gaslight yourself. See where you still do this within your own mind and why it feels scary to deeply come into your own power and then challenge yourself to get into it. It's just conditioning. It's not the whole experience. Just because you experience conditioning out of your power, you can condition yourself into your power. You can work with yourself and get into your power, which, little plug, is what we do in my coaching. And so you can go on my website, Victoria Duvall, and book coaching. But yeah, you can come into your power and really deeply come into that space. And so part of that is recognizing where you feel uncomfortable in your power, in your voice, holding others accountable, in your own self-validation and validation of your own experiences. So that is going to be our episode for today. I will talk to you guys soon. I love you guys so much, and I will see you next episode. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.